What is Death by Eitan Boritzer? What is death? Does anyone really know the answer to that question? Is death the end of everything we know about in life? Do we have to die in order to find out the answer to that big, big question, what is death? All we know for sure is that everyone and everything will have to die someday. Flowers, butterflies, you and me, maybe even the sun will have to die someday. But what happens to people and things when they die? Where do they go? How do they feel? How can we ever know? We know that when a person's heart stops beating, he or she dies. The heart can stop beating if a person gets very old or very sick, or if an accident happens. An accident is when someone gets hurt by surprise. Sometimes death is a quiet and peaceful thing, but sometimes it is not. Death happens every day, but it is one of life's deepest mysteries. A mystery is like a puzzle whose answer is hidden from us. But why does everyone want to know about the mystery of death? Have you ever gone into a dark room where you couldn't see anything? Maybe you were scared until you turned on the light. Maybe people ask, "What is death?" because they're scared of death. Have you ever walked along the beach and seen a dead, fluffy white seagull lying in the sand? Maybe people ask, "What is death?" because they want to know why beautiful things die. Have you ever had a friend or someone you love die? Maybe people ask, "What is death?" because they get really sad and miss the person they love if that person dies. What happens to a person's body when he or she dies? Just like a dead flower, the body starts to decay or break up. So we have to take care of it and put it somewhere special. Different religions and cultures take care of the dead person's body in different ways. A religion or culture is a group of people who all believe the same things about death and God and all the other big questions in life. Most religions and cultures bury the dead person's body deep in the ground in a special place called a cemetery. Some religions and cultures put the dead person's body in the ocean. Other religions and cultures turn the dead person's body into ashes and put the ashes in a special place. Some cultures and religions long ago put the dead body in a big clay jar and buried it underground. Also, a long time ago, the Egyptians wrapped dead people in white cloth and buried them, along with lots of gold and jewels, deep inside big pyramids in the desert. Maybe you have a friend who had somebody he loved die. Maybe your friend had a grandpa who he really loved and who really loved him. And maybe his grandpa told your friend funny stories that made him laugh and gave him presents and made him feel good. Maybe his grandpa got old or sick and one day he died. And maybe after he died, your friend's grandpa looked like he was just sleeping. But your friend knew that his grandpa couldn't wake up and your friend felt really sad. Where did all his grandpa's funny stories go? Where did all of the wonderful inside stuff and all the love that his grandpa had for your friend go if his body was just laying there like he was taking a nap? Where does all the inside stuff like feelings, thoughts, ideas, and love go if a person's heart starts beating and his body dies? We use our bodies to get around every day, to go to school, to eat, to sleep, to play, to live. But what about all the inside stuff? We know there are many ways to put away a dead person's body, but if your friend's grandpa was buried, did all his love get buried too? What happens to all the inside stuff when a person dies? Most religions and cultures call that inside stuff the soul. The soul is different from the body. The soul doesn't have a shape or color the way your body does. You can't touch it or hold it in your hand. Most religions and cultures believe that soul is eternal. That means forever. And most religions and cultures believe that everybody, maybe even animals and plants, has a soul somewhere inside him or her, and that the soul lives on forever, even after the body dies. Now, no one has ever seen a soul, so we can't even be sure that there really is such a thing. But if you believe that everyone does have a soul, then what happens to the soul after a person dies? To find out, maybe we can start by reading books to learn what different religions and cultures believe happens to the soul after death. We can also talk to the leaders and teachers of different religions and cultures to find out what they believe happens to the soul after death. Some cultures believe that the soul of a dead person will stay near his or her home, and that the dead person's family can talk to the dead person's soul, like in a dream, asking the soul for help with problems like a sickness in the family or not having enough food to eat. People of the Hindu and Buddhist religions believe in reincarnation. They believe that after death, a person's soul is born into a new body and a new life, so that any things which the soul, or person, did not finish in his or her old life can be finished in the new one. Hindus also believe that after the soul has gone from one life to another many, many times, the soul will one day be finished with all the things that it has to do, and will join the biggest soul anywhere, God. People of the Christian religion also believe that the soul leaves the body after death. Their holy book, the Bible, tells them what Jesus, their teacher, taught are the good things to do in life, like loving all people, even if you may not like someone. Christians believe that if a person loves Jesus and follows his teachings and does good things in life, her or his soul will go to a nice place called heaven. People of the Jewish religion also believe that everyone has a soul and that God watches over everyone's soul. Jewish people read the Torah, a book which also tells them what the good things to do in life are, like loving your mom and dad and following the laws of the Torah. Jewish people also believe that one day a Messiah will come and all good souls will go with him to join God. People of the Islamic religion, called Muslims, also believe that everybody has a soul, which is called nafs, and feels like a breath. They believe that after a person dies, her or his soul goes to a world between life and death and waits there for Judgment Day. They believe that on Judgment Day, all the souls who did good things in life will go to a beautiful garden called Paradise, and all the souls who did bad things in life will go to a not nice place called Hell. Muslims read the Quran, which explains what Muhammad, their teacher, said are the good things to do in life, like helping poor people. So even though we know what people of different cultures and religions believe about death and what happens to the soul after death, there are also many people who do not believe that each person has a soul or that anything happens to a person after he or she dies. There are people who believe that nothing happens after we die, that death is like a door we go through which closes behind us forever. We can't really say that these people are wrong or that only one religion or one culture is right about the mystery of death. Most of the great teachers like Jesus and Buddha never really talked much about death, maybe because they did not want people to think more about death than about doing good things in life. Maybe these great teachers did not feel that what is death is such a big question because they knew that we really die and are born every day. How can we die and be born every day? When we go to sleep at night and wake up in the morning, we are still the same person, but it is a new day, and it's almost like being born again. When we go on a trip to a strange new place, we are still the same person, but it's like being born again in a new and different place. When we learn an important lesson in life, we let an old part of us die and a new part be born. Maybe death is really like that. Maybe death is not a sad or a scary thing. Maybe death is like moving from one thing to another, from an old home to a new home, or like going from one land to another land, only a little farther away. Maybe we can do something so that we can live on forever, even after death. How can we live on forever, even after death? Maybe by doing something really, really nice for somebody, or for a lot of people, where we even have to make a sacrifice. To sacrifice means to give something of ours away that is really hard for us to give away. Maybe by making a sacrifice, we or our souls can live on forever in other people's hearts, where they remember us in a good way even after we die. So maybe death is not like closing a door and never being able to open it again. Maybe death is only a place where a person and his or her soul live on forever in other people's hearts. Like your friend's grandpa, who your friend always remembers and will always love because his grandpa gave him so much love. Maybe your friend feels in some ways that his grandpa never really died. So maybe if we start to think of death in all these good ways, we'll be able to do good and loving things in life. And by doing good and loving things in life, maybe we can start to answer that big question, what is death?